Lake Elementary School in San Pablo, California is a relic from 1957. Much of the flooring is old linoleum that contains asbestos, as does the insulation around the school's old steel furnace. School officials say the heating system is held together by duct tape, exposed wires are taped across the hallway ceilings, and the roof needs repairs. A proposed measure seeks to fill the funding gap for school repairs like those needed at Lake Elementary School. It's called Proposition 13. Tony Thurmond, the California State Superintendent of Public Instruction, says it's important to make schools safe for students.
This is a measure to promote health and safety for our kids, to address schools that have lead in our water, that have asbestos and mold, and to address the need to make our schools seismically safe. This creates a very secure stream of funding to help schools plan the improvements they need to make over time, and it has strong measures for oversight to make sure that all the public dollars that are provided to us by voters have good stewardship.
An investigation by NBC Bay Area shows that almost 600 buildings on California college campuses are seismically unsafe, including 61 buildings at the UC Berkeley campus, 9 at San Francisco State, and 2 each at CSU East Bay and San Jose State. Prop 13 would divide up $15 billion among different types of institutions. $9 billion would go to preschool and K-12 schools, and the majority of it would be used to modernize school facilities. $4 billion would go to California universities, and the funding would be divided equally between the University of California and the California State University systems. $2 billion would go to community colleges. Republican State Senator Brian Jones represents the 38th District, which is in San Diego County. He opposes Prop 13 because he says local districts should decide how they want to fund their schools. He also says the measure will increase California's debt.
The local school boards should have control of these funds and should be responsible for doing the bonds in their own districts. The state shouldn't be going into this debt. It's a $15 billion bond, but at the end of the 35 years, it actually is going to cost $27 billion to pay back. With the interest, local control would be allowing the local school districts to do a local bond to do the repairs and the improvements that they need. We just don't need Sacramento controlling these funds and determining where they're going to go.
There's been some confusion over this year's Prop 13 because of its name. In 1978, California voters approved Proposition 13, which limited the percentage at which California properties could be taxed. After it was passed, revenue for local governments rapidly decreased by half. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, which developed the 1978 Prop 13, opposes this year's measure. They say that the measure is a threat to California property owners because it will raise the debt limit for local school districts. Thurmond wants voters to know that the two propositions are unrelated. He disagrees with Jones and says that local districts often can't pass bond measures to get the funding they need to make their buildings safe, so many places need state funding.
The reality is, though, I hear from school districts on a regular basis that are not able to pass a bond measure, and many of them are small districts, rural districts, that are just unable to pass a bond. For whatever reason, they can't get the votes in, but yet they still have this incredible need to modernize and make their schools safe. While I support local control, I don't think that's a reason to punish, you know, small rural districts and others that are not able to pass a bond. They're asking the state for help. They're crying out for help to make sure that our students are safe.
Supporters of Proposition 13 include the California Democratic Party, Governor Gavin Newsom, a bipartisan coalition of state senators and assembly members, and the California Federation of Teachers. State Senator Brian Jones and the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association are the only listed opponents of the measure. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.